Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. I've been an ordained pastor for 12 years. In all those years, and before, I found following Christ by myself hard. But when I walked with others, not only did I follow Christ better, but I found Christ's holiness to be a gift. We hope to be a community where you find the joy of social holiness, learning from others through Christ's work in each of our lives. So come on in. I look forward to praying with you. We'll begin with a prayer from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer, read by Deb Evans.
O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our psalm this week is from Psalm 118, verses 1 through 2, and verses 14 through 24, in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and will be read by our special guest, Janet Mathis. We'll begin our psalm with a refrain. Let's sing the scripture together.
This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death.
This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes.
Feel free to pause and read a scripture for today from the Daily Lectionary, which I will put a link to in the show notes. Then, skip ahead to the next chapter in our podcast, Our Prayers. Or, linger and hear a scripture from our special guest, Reverend Chris Pearson. The scriptures from Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8, New International Version.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large and had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Now we will go into a time of prayer, led by Jennifer Castino. After a topic is named and time is allowed for prayer of the topic, I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and then you'll respond, hear our prayer. If anyone needs more time to pray, just pause. No problem at all. Then unpause when you are ready and start right back up. Let us pray.
Our most precious friend and Savior, Jesus, we thank you for this day of resurrection. Help us to take the power you have given us in your resurrection and share it with all we know. So, as a people given new life and salvation, we pray. For strength to confess our sins and seek your forgiveness.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
For those who have heard the gospel for the first time,
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all medical professionals around the world as they help coordinate the response to the COVID-19 global pandemic,
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
For those struggling with mental illness and recovery,
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all who are scared to sleep,
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
For peace during our waking hours and rest at the end of our day,
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, this is indeed a day you have made. Help us see the beauty in it and do all we can by your resurrection power to show your love. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
I want to take time to thank you, our listeners, who continue to pray and grow in Christ with us. Thank you for trusting us enough to be part of your life as a disciple of Christ. And specifically, I want to thank and celebrate the people I'm in ministry with every day at work, the Gary Church staff. So many days, I don't think I can do this walk with Christ and ministry. Then, there they are, with love, encouragement, and joy. Many of our Gary Church staff contributed to this month's podcast, and I have put their information in the show notes. Thanks, y'all. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together soon. I'll look forward to praying with you.